Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. My first guests on today's show are over from the Canvas to talk about their opening and reception this Friday, First Friday Gallery Walk. We have Daniel Todd and Glor Amar Ramirez. They're both artists and work hard down there at the Canvas. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you. I guess technically, Daniel, you're the art studio assistant, employment specialist. You're a painter yourself.
That's great.
And Glor, you're interim artistic coordinator and a program coordinator and an artist yourself.
Yes.
So it's nice to have you both here. All those titles. Yeah, this is Sketchbook, your annual group show. I don't know, paint a picture. What's this going to look like for our listeners and people who come out on Friday?
Basically, what we want to try is to have this minimalist look, like a experimental show that will play with the curiosity of a sketchbook, like sketchbooks. Usually, they're very personal, they're close, so it's getting those personal, private objects to be open to the public and see, so for them to see the process from our individuals on the paper. Like it takes months, even years, to have one person to develop their medium or their style. And basically that's what Daniel and the artist assistants do, like working with them, developing that sense of style. So what we want for them is to show the public what they do from the beginning to the end. So there is mixed matching pieces. Maybe they're not all the same size. Like we just wanted them to have like that opportunity just to be raw and use any medium, any colors, but to be that expressive with the art.
About how many participants will be in the show?
We started with 11. Now I think that we are by 15.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I guess that's good when the show grows.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. A lot of individuals, they'll see their friends starting to work on it, and they're working hard, and they're like, wait, what are they doing? Well, we asked you about it a couple days ago if you wanted to be part, and you said no, and then now they do. They want to be – even within this last week or so, they want to come join, and they want to add their pages.
Excellent. So what's your relationship to this show, Daniel?
I helped – kind of formulate the idea when we were in the brainstorming. We had to think up something to incorporate the individuals of the Canvas and what we were going to expose on their show. We were trying to think realistically, like none of these giant installations are big, anything too big, and we wanted to highlight how they are as artists and how they are as people. And one thing about sketchbooks that I'll add on is that sometimes it's the weird that you see within a sketchbook. You don't always see that within an artist with their fine formulated work. You'll see the more weird stuff within a sketchbook, and that's because where the experimentations are lying. So you'll see a lot of experimentations with color. We were allowing them to explore with newer mediums. We had just gotten new shipments of different watercolors, more powder-based watercolors, just to see how vivid or saturated the colors could get.
Speaking of watercolors, you sent me three examples. And listeners, if you're near a device or your computer, you can go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon and click on today's show. And we have some examples. Tell us about what we're looking at here, Daniel.
Yeah, that first one there is by George. George, he is a wild character at the Canvas. He'll either be singing along, having a great time, singing to music and really throwing some paint on the table or paint on the paper. But then other times he'll throw his head back and snooze for 5 minutes or something. So we got to always be on him to stay awake.
And how big is this piece right here, give or take?
I would probably say it's about 10 by 16 maybe at its largest. it's a full page, so it does fold in half as well. And you know, a lot of the artwork that is in the show is folded. And what we were thinking for it is that they would be available for purchase as a book or available for purchase as a page, and you can just take a page. We can frame it for you. We can do it up nice, so you can take it home with you.
Let's come back to this art here just a second. Glow, tell us about Friday. What time should people get to the canvas and what else is going to be going on there?
Friday, we are going to start at 4:30. That's the gallery walk when it starts. So we know that there is going to be many things going on in town. But as you go up, then you have to step to the canvas and see the show. Besides the sketchbook project, we are going to have some music.
Yeah, the music's going to be Sarah Radke Brown, a soprano, with the Ludus Tonalis Sextet.
Okay.
Yes, so they're going to have a performance in the gallery, so you can come in and listen to good music and then watch the art, have some snacks, then get warm and keep going.
And will sketchbook stay up through the month of December?
It's going to stay December and January, so we're going to have a
Two months.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's click to this next one here among your 15 participants. Who is this?
This is Jessica's. And do you want to talk about Jessica's style?
Jessica, on that piece, she is using inks instead of watercolor. So the color is like more saturated. And she have like what she's been developing besides like her original style was just trying to picture the people that she loved. So with time, she keeps developing her style, and then she's going more abstract. And she's using and playing with colors and being more vibrant than she was.
And this piece here?
Oh, this is Gloria. Gloria's her style is really liked. There's actually an inspired
window
dressings right now are inspired by Gloria's figures. You can see her figures popping through that nice tan on the orange. And one thing that we explore with Gloria is color themes and how she plays with color themes. So sometimes we'll just give her one or two colored markers but change the background color. So this is what you'll see in her show is we change the background colors and you see how those color relationships sort of develop within each other and within the artwork themselves.
Again, you can see these examples, three of your 15 participants at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Meet Daniel Todd here and Glow Ramirez at the canvas. Did I get that right, Glow?
Yes, always.
Trying. The canvas,
you
4:30
got mine too,
this
right?
Friday. Yeah, I got Daniel Todd. I got it. More at canvasarts.org.
Canvasarts.org, yes.
All right. Well, looking forward to Friday. Is there anything else you two would like to add?
Dress warm, wear your gloves, look around and see some cool art.
Yes, just visit us. Like, it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a great show, like, just going through all these books and just seeing them. Yeah, like, they're going to be there. It's always great to have, like, that experience with the community. Mm-hmm. We always have fun in there. So let's have fun with us.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
She picked the colors from the air.